My friend, you're here because you want English skills that help you connect with people on a deeper level. So join the free accent training community on school.com today and get some momentum going with your American accent development. Open the link in the description and request to join the free accent training community while spots are available, my friend. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Accent Training Podcast. Today's episode is a very quick one. And by the time you finish listening to this episode, your English will be 1% better. 1% better because you're going to be using two words which are spelled in a confusing way. You're going to be using them to a much higher quality. So the words off, like O-F-F, and of, like O-F. Listen to the difference right now as I'm saying them. Off. Of. Off. Of. Starting with O-F-F, I'm giving a lot of power to the vowel there. Ah, ah, this is an essential sound. We've spoken about it quite a bit on the podcast. We call it a short O. Off, off. Those Fs are just kind of fading. They're weak on the ending. We don't give a lot of power to the consonant sounds in English. All the power is in the vowels. Off. Now, off is a preposition. It's a detail. It's a pretty important word. That's why we give the vowel power. It's describing things. I was put off by that. Take that off your head. Get off my car. Now, when we say of, just O-F, of, we're using a grammar word. That means it doesn't need to be stressed. It gets a schwa. That's like this, real quick, quiet, weak sound, And the F on the ending doesn't actually sound like an F. It sounds like a V. Of. Pronouncing O-F as of. Allows you to keep your grammar words quick and quiet and contrast them with the more important content words, you know, the details, prepositions, nouns, adjectives, descriptions. Some examples of this are like, I've tried enough of it. This is one of our favorites. I'll just have a little bit of sugar, please. Notice I'm not saying off. I'm not saying one off our favorites. A little bit of sugar. But of. A little bit of sugar. One of our favorites. Now listen closely. I'm going to just read out a couple of quick phrases. I want you to decide if I'm saying off or of. Of course I'll help. I wasn't of that opinion. Get that off the table, please. We're off to a good start. We'll just be a couple of minutes. And that's it. That's your episode for today. That's what's going to help you take your spoken English 1% further. You listen to this episode, you distinguish words like off and of. And you know what? If you really, really want to master how you say the word of, I'm actually going to leave a link to another episode that I created, and you will find two audio lessons there to improve how you use the word of, and then a brief little exercise for you to listen for the word of and repeat it most effectively. So check it out. I think you're going to enjoy it. This brings us to wrapping things up for today. If you've taken some value from this episode, make sure that you leave a rating for the Accent Training Podcast on your favorite podcasting app. I absolutely appreciate knowing that you like learning the things that I'm teaching. Have a good one. I'm opening my doors of enrollment for the month of May. I've got 5 accent training spots available for 5 accent learners who want to see predictable progress learning to communicate in English with the same habits, the same patterns, and the same sounds that Americans use naturally. I've got limited space available this month, my friend. So apply right now through the link in the description if it's important for you to learn to speak English in the way that Americans listen for.